89. Blimpophobia. Published in Time and Tide, Volume 25, 9th of September 1944, and reprinted in Present Concerns, 1991. It may well be that the future historian, asked to point to the most characteristic expression of the English temper in the period between the two wars, will reply without hesitation, Colonel Blimp. No popular cartoonist can work in a vacuum. A nation must be in a certain state of mind before it can accept the kind of satire which Mr. Lowe was then offering. And we all remember what that state of mind was. We remember also what it led to. It led to Munich, and via Munich to Dunkirk. We must not blame Mr. Lowe, or Mr. Chamberlain, or even Lord Baldwin, much more than we blame ourselves. All of us, with a very few exceptions, shared the guilt, and all, in some measure, have paid for it. For this state of mind, many causes might be given, but I want at present to draw attention to one particular cause which might be overlooked. The infection of a whole people with blimpophobia would have been impossible but for one fact. The fact that 7 out of every 10 men who served in the last war emerged from it hating the regular army much more than they hated the Germans. How mild and intermittent was our dislike of Jerry, compared with our settled detestation of the brass hat, the adjutant, the sergeant major, the regular sister, and the hospital matron. Now that I know more, both about hatred and about the army, I look back with horror on my own state of mind at the moment when I was demobilized. I am afraid I regarded a brass hat and a military policeman as creatures quite outside the human family.